Our next guest is Joanna Cook, born with spina bifida and continues to chase her sporting dreams. She started her career in athletics before moving into wheelchair basketball, and now she's on the dance floor, which is a relatively new sport, of para dance. And she's doing incredibly well. And she spoke to the ABC's Akash Fotodar and started by explaining how para dance works.
It's basically ballroom dancing, but for members of the community that are in wheelchairs. So we have to adapt slightly. We do exactly the same as those on their feet, just that we're in the wheelchairs.
And how did you get into it?
About 18 months ago, I was invited by Rebound WA, which is the charity I play basketball for. They were offered a come and try day by Danceport WA, and just came along for come and try day, really, and that's where I started.
So what was it about the dance competition that appealed to you when you tried it out?
I think it was just the dancing. I enjoy dancing anyway. Always the first person on the dance floor and the last person off. So once I was there and been able to actually do what I enjoy, yeah, I was hooked.
And you've got a bit of a sporting background as well, so I assume you're quite competitive. And did that competitive side of the competition come into it for you as well?
Not initially. I think I was quite nervous, to be honest. And then I had the opportunity to compete in the Nationals in Melbourne last year, which was the first para-inclusive competition in Australia. And, yeah, I did pretty well there. I came first in Latin. So after that, I carried on.
Yeah. A bit of success always turns you on.
Yeah.
So you have a background in wheelchair basketball, and you mentioned you did a bit of athletics as well. How did all that come about?
Athletics, many moons ago, I got involved again just with a local charity when I lived in the UK, and sort of built up from there, really. Track racing in the wheelchair, and then I did javelin and shot put at Nationals in the UK. Did head towards the Paralympics, but then things got in the way and I didn't actually continue from there. I love my wheelchair basketball, have been playing since I was like 8, 9. And when I moved to Australia, got in touch with Rebound and carried on from there.
And what level did you play basketball at?
I've played state level in WA. Back home in the UK, it was more lower grade. But when I came here, I joined the Stars for a number of years. And then I had my little girl, so I pulled away a bit.
So you sort of put the sporty career on hold a little bit when you had your daughter and then came back to the dancing?
Yeah, a couple of years out, I took out just to have a break and be mum and enjoy life. So, and slowly getting back into it. I like to have that sort of area, I suppose, to go and be me and enjoy sport and having a bit of non-mum time. So, yeah.
How did you find that transition from basketball into a completely different sport of dancing?
Funny enough, one of the other girls I play with, we talk about this regularly because we're both on the same team, but we also both dance. And we said it's so extreme to go battling on the basketball court and then next time we're sort of meant to be elegant and perfection on the dance floor. So it is difficult, but, yeah, it's nice to do two separate things and be able to do it.
Especially because wheelchair basketball is quite physical and brutal, isn't it?
Vicious. Non-contact sport, but, yes, it is. It's quite aggressive, but it's good for the fitness levels, so...
And so you mentioned the change was, sort of enforced a little bit by family life and all that. But have you, really enjoyed a completely different sport?
Yeah, definitely. The para dance is just a complete different end to basketball and I suppose any other sort of wheelchair sport in a team. It's very, you're just with your partner, I suppose. A lot more training involved at the moment for me. I've never done dancing before at all, so learning things like the beat, listening for the beat in it. On top of that, you've got hair, makeup, all the things that girls love. So it's been a challenge, but, loving it.
Has there been any transferable skills, from your vast sporting background? Have you been able to, or has that had any benefits, I guess, going into dancing?
I suppose it helps with the nerves beforehand, or at least I thought it did till we went to Nationals. But I think just being in that team environment, really, and encouraging each other and just doing your best, that's all you can do. I suppose, and that's what we say in basketball, go in as a team, do your best, and that's all you can give. So same with dancing.
My guest today on ABC Radio Perth and WA is Joanna Cook. Joanna has a background in wheelchair basketball and athletics, but has now transitioned into the sport of para dance, where she's looking at heading to the World Championships. You mentioned that you went to the Nationals in Melbourne. So what was that like and how did you go?
I was really nervous. I suppose within 6 to 8 months, we went from a come and try day to, would you like to compete in the Nationals first inclusive event? opportunity I couldn't give up, really. Loved it. Great, very nerve-wracking. Put a lot of work into the training. Our coaches did a lot of work. So it was an amazing feeling to come off the dance floor after competing. And never in a million years did I think I'd become a national champion in Latin. So I came first in Latin and second place in the standard dance. So pretty good effort for first time round, really.
Yeah, that's great. So you've picked up the sport pretty quickly.
I try. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I get a bit frustrated when I'm not doing really well. So I put a lot of hours in if I can and keep going till I improve.
And so the next goal is the World Championships?
Certainly what we're aiming for at the moment. As I said, it's a lot of work, a lot of time being mum, trying to balance it out, including working as well. So just seeing how we're tracking at the moment and aiming for Melbourne Nationals again this year in December. So once we've got there, we'll start training hopefully for the Worlds. So.
And Australia's never had competitors in the World Championships before, have they?
That's my understanding, yep. So it'll be another interesting one for us. It's a massive sport out in the world, but yeah, Australia hasn't quite got there yet. So it'll be good to be the first ones out there.
Yeah, so you're a bit of a pioneer, I guess, in the sport of para dance in this country.
Oh, I don't know. Makes me feel a bit nervous thinking about it that way, but do our best to represent them.
So what is the path then towards those World Championships if they are the end goal?
Lots of training, I suppose. Lots of tears and sweat some days. I think a lot of it is just learning adaptations as well, working very closely with both our coaches. They're really, really good about breaking it down and just teaching us very slowly and repetitive work. So from there, nationals, and then hopefully be able to sign up for the Worlds. And
now, moving away a little bit from the sporting field or the dance floor, I understand you recently abseiled down QV1. Now, that takes a lot of bravery. I'm personally terrified of heights, but what was that experience like, and why were you doing the abseiling?
Well, I think I found that I was also terrified of heights when I got up there. We were raising money basically for para dance. Ballroom dancing on its own without the para side of things is a very expensive sport. And with any sport involving disability, you need different equipment for everything. So a dance sport wheelchair or a multi-sport wheelchair is what it's called. You're looking at anywhere between $1,500 and maybe $8,000. So, yep, we were just, for the team, putting towards costs for fly, accommodation, competing. You have to pay for the competitions and mainly the wheelchairs, so the equipment to get us through there. Without that, we can't compete. So, yeah, took that leap of faith and stepped off the building. So. Yeah.
And what was that experience like, abseiling down?
Absolutely terrifying. Can't recommend it to anyone, but glad I did it, yeah. And then we followed afterwards with what they called the flying fox, which I thought was going across a building. No, it's face down, stepping off the building towards the concrete. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes, pretty traumatic, but no, I'm really glad I did it. Massive adrenaline hit, so.
Sounds like you're very determined and certainly much braver than I am.
Bravery, stupidity, I'm not sure. One or the other.
You mentioned some of the, I guess, little additional things that you have to pay for in terms of it being a disability sport. So what are some of the challenges that you've had to face, I guess, in your life?
Oh, daily challenges, really. I suppose you come a bit blind to them, I suppose, really, because you're just used to dealing with them and getting on with the day. Just generally getting up, especially now I've got a little girl, you know, getting up early in the mornings, getting her ready, getting myself ready for work. The wheelchair just slows you down a little bit. Even simple things like having a shower, you know, it's not jump out of bed, chuck your clothes on, go out the door. I've got a plan ahead for the whole day. Social events, check there's no stairs or there's access, you know, booking ahead, making sure someone is going to be available to help you. Often these, unfortunately, even in these days, there isn't always the availability of assistance, even though they say there will be. So it's just making sure you're prepared, really.
You mentioned your daughter. What is life for you outside of competing?
Busy mum life. I also work. My husband works. So like anybody else, I suppose, keeping the house on top, keeping life just going and being there for Jessica and helping her out of school and homework and all the sporting events she's slowly moving into.
And with the, I guess, the challenges you have and obviously a very busy family life as well, what is having dancing there and your sport there, what does that mean to you? What part does it play in your life?
It's played a massive part, I think, and particularly now that I've had Jessica, as I think any mum will know, it's hard work no matter what you do, and just being able to have that time to yourself, being able to be free, dance, you know, listen to your music, get in a team event, have some friends around and just have some fun is the best thing about it, so having a bit of freedom to yourself.
So what would your message be to other people, particularly young people, that have a disability, because, you know, you've gone on and sort of overcome a lot of challenges to achieve so much in your life with a couple of different sports and your family. What message would you give to young people with a disability?
I suppose the big thing is don't let it hold you back. I can't promise it's always going to be easy, but if you're determined enough to get to where you want to go, then I'm sure you can achieve it. You've just got to put your mind to it and a lot of hard work. Take advice when it's given to you sometimes. Don't always just plow through it. You've got to take those breaks as well when you need it. So, but do it. If that's what you want, go for it.
Well, Joanna Cook, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.